and a day of historic change as Nelson Mandela stepped into the African afternoon a free man for the first time in more than 27 years.
Exciting unnamed British
sources has reported that Diana, Princess of Wales, has died.
Mikhail Gorbachev's dream. Within the last hour, there's been an
explosion. History is a story that has been repeated, retold, and reimagined so many times that it's hard to see what really happened sometimes. On this show, we try and look back at a year to see what we can learn from it, where we try to find out what happens when you look at history through the fog.
The first workday for their new common currency, the euro.
Welcome to, what do we call this? Through the fog. I'm here with Aiden, Finley, Alex. Introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Aiden Hendricks.
I'm Alex.
I'm Finley.
Alright. The year we're going back through the fog to is the year 2016, which is like, what, 7 years ago?
Seven years ago.
Yeah. And most of us all was like in fifth grade, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright. So, what can you guys remember about 2016, bro?
Fidget spinners.
Oh, bro. They used to be everywhere. When I saw the dollar store fidget spinners, bro.
Oh my gosh. My dad went to Japan and came home with like five of them, all unique. I don't know where they are now.
I just like messing around with them from time to time. Like I had one, and I got like some crappy like Disney one where like it just broke. It lights up and stuff, but like it just broke.
I remember what was big in 2016, Pokemon Go.
Oh, Pokemon Go.
This kid just looked up 2016 trends on his phone.
No, I didn't. What are you talking about?
You don't have the list.
It's right on. It's on the board, right in front of us.
Okay, how many of you have actually played Pokemon Go? For like,
I did.
I was a bit late to it, but I played that a whole bunch.
Yeah, but what happened to it at this point? Like, I have heard
people still play it.
People do still play it.
Yeah.
It's still got like updates, I think.
Yeah, my dad plays it occasionally.
We all should have like downloaded it before coming in here and like started challenging.
I may still have it on my phone, actually.
I'd lost the password to my account, I think.
Never mind.
Start a new account. We can all be besties on it.
Never mind, I do not have it.
Us all challenge each other.
I'm not downloading it, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to re-download it.
Okay, so.
I got Pikmin Go.
What?
They made like a Pikmin version of it. I got that.
Okay, bro. Yo, John Port.
Why did you know what that was?
Bro.
Bingus is calling.
So what songs do you remember, like, on the radio, like, on your way to school? What songs can you guys remember?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Man, what do we have on the board there?
There's, like,
that's crazy.
You kids with your short attention spans, you need Vine Booms.
Well, let me show you what was on the top five on the charts by that time.
Bro. Oh, Shape of You by Ed Sheeran. That was.
Oh my gosh.
That song was overplayed so much in 2016.
I feel like it's overplayed.
We were going on a field trip to Reunion Ranch with my class. The bus driver started playing it, and all the girls just started screaming that at the top of their lungs.
But no, wait, hold on. Let me see that. Why in the year 2023, right, that anytime we hear like Pop Smoke, like during like homecoming or prom, they always put Ed Sheeran right after it?
I don't know. I don't like Ed Sheeran.
Bro. Okay, here's another.
Was Justin Bieber still big in 2016 or no?
I don't know.
I think some of his songs are even up here. Yeah, I think they are.
Nope.
Really? Wait, who? Huh? I'm sorry.
Let's listen to one of these, shall we? Hold on.
One Dance. Oh no, that song was played all. What was it? Oh. It was called Musically before. It was called TikTok. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Man, that was.
Bruh.
I remember when I was in fifth grade. What was it? In 2016, it's like all I did was post videos of me, you know, doing Musically, and now
Bruh.
I have TikTok. And I don't want to do that. No way.
Bro.
You grew.
What was this song even?
No, I didn't. I'm still at the same height. Oh, yeah. This is
Oh, yeah.
That's
it.
Closer.
I always thought One of the lyrics.
Is that Chainsmokers?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the lyrics is, "What like I like that tattoo on your shoulder," uh-huh. and I used to think it was "bite that tattoo off your shoulder."
That's what I thought.
And I was like, "What?" Also, fun fact about me: one of my neighbors is a producer for the Chainsmokers.
Can I meet this guy?
I don't know.
Are they in the room with us?
Yes. No.
What else was? Okay, I keep on writing. I wrote this down, but I did not know what it was. Do any of you know? Where, like, wait, what did it say? Oh wait, the XSL freshman class. You know what that is, right, Finley?
No.
You.
Maybe.
Double XL freshman class. Mm. Uzi. That video.
What are you doing?
So. Okay. Huh?
What are you even saying?
Okay, I'm in Texas. Okay, Damn Daniel was a major thing. I can't believe it's like 2016. I thought that came in like 15.
Yeah, I thought that was earlier. Finley doesn't know what that is though.
No.
You don't remember what Damn Daniel is?
I never even.
The guy with the, what was it?
White van. Damn white Daniel. Vans. Back at it again with the white Vans.
Nope.
We legit all have seen it.
I haven't.
Play it for him.
Okay. Find it real quick. The uninitiated.
We'll find it after this.
Not trust.
No, bro. Part of the thing is that
Juju on that beat was the huge song.
I remember seeing a video of Finley doing it.
I've never seen that.
Did you ever watch Vine?
Yes.
How did you not see that?
How did you not see it?
I even have Vine, and I was just watching YouTube compilations, and I would see that.
Yeah.
Oh, remember? I never had Vine either. Yeah, there was a bunch of Vine creators, though.
Mm-hmm.
Who can we possibly, like, remember? I remember there
Thomas
was, like...
Thomas Sanders. I remember that
there
guy.
Yeah.
Colonel
yeah.
Sanders?
What was... There was some Mexican guy. I remember, like, there was one joke where he was, like... His wife was like, "I'm in love with Jesus," and he's like, "Jesus,
hey,
my cousin."
Oh yeah, it wasn't George Lopez. It was something Lopez. I was just talking about him.
I don't remember what it's called, but like he was really funny. I remember showing my mom a video of him, and she thought it wasn't funny.
Oh my, but I remember you know the guy, you know Loudmouth. Like I ain't playing these games. You know that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think Finley knows
David him. Lopez.
David Lopez, yes.
Yeah, Juan. Those videos, I still watch those videos. They're stupid.
Bruh.
Nope.
Yeah, you know the guy who said, I'm not playing these games? I showed one video to my mom, and she looked at me like I was like, what's the correct word? Less intelligent.
What's the word? Less intelligent. Yeah.
Hold on. Wait. We have also. I want to know you guys' thoughts about this. Hold on.
Oh yeah, Captain America: Civil War. I still watch that movie. It's still so good.
I've never seen it. When it comes to like 2016, I'd never seen a single movie from there.
Yeah, I remember watching that. Oh yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, no, I remember Captain America, that Civil War thingy. I also remember Batman versus Superman.
I never saw it.
I remember seeing it, but I just didn't. I haven't seen it since. I just didn't really understand it at that time. I also wasn't like a huge DC fan. I just was like, hey, two superheroes fighting.
I remember when they had, what was it, like the, not the Lego movie, it was like the like Lego Batman movies.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't the most recent one that came out, like, couple years ago. It was like, I can't remember, it was like just
the Lego Batman movie.
It was like Lego, like DC superheroes or something. I remember that. And
like
I
a game?
Like a video game?
No, or? It was just a movie.
I don't remember our
Lego. What, not Lego Batman?
Not the one that came out a while ago, but there was some other Lego Batman. I can't remember what it was. I'll find it eventually.
Yeah, remember when everyone was doing less pays of Super Hot though?
Did you say Super Hot?
Yes.
I tried it out. I tried playing it again on, what was it, my Xbox, I think? I don't know. I think so. And I just didn't like it anymore. I used to love playing it, and now I'm like, no way. It's stupid.
Yeah, I remember watching like Jacksepticeye like doing playthroughs of it.
Is it a game where like whenever you move the environment? Yeah. Okay, I played that on VR whenever I first got my first headset.
You have a Quest 2
VR version.
Yeah, yeah, sorry.
That's like the best version because like moving around like it works better with that concept.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, yeah. Speaking of movies, I want to talk about this one in particular. Zootopia came out by this time.
The irreparable, yeah. No, not the irreparable. The repercussions of that film upon society itself.
I thought we were about to have a drill for a second. I was like,
what did it say? Man.
What?
I don't know. It just said, all I heard was,
have a good day, Lions. But yeah, well. The internet was not the same after Zootopia came out, bro.
That's what I was saying. I was saying the repercussions of that film upon.
Yeah, I remember watching Zootopia, and my sister was scared of the movie whenever, like.
What?
I don't know. There was one scene that she did not like. And then I remember my mom was like, I knew it. Whenever that big twist happened. I won't say it if anybody hasn't seen it yet. But
this was like
I don't understand how
7 years ago.
I don't know how you couldn't have seen it. Like, everyone's seen it.
Well, spoiler alert, it's whenever the lamb is the bad guy.
Yeah. It's so obvious. It's so unbelievably obvious in the movie. But it's like, it's meant for like
2-year-old
mouth drooling babies. That's pretty much it. That's what it's meant for. I cannot read my own handwriting for a second. What what does that even say?
Moana?
Moana came out.
Oh, I remember seeing it. And I was with my dad and sister, and I was like, oh, it's a princess movie. I can't like it. So after my dad was like, how would you think? I was like, oh, I don't like it. And then my dad was like, I actually really enjoyed it. And so now I've had to uphold the personality of not liking Moana. So.
Bro. One of the best songs in there, bro.
I know, Disney songs have fallen off.
Oh, heavily.
I mean, yeah.
Dwayne Johnson, like, big singer.
Oh, yeah. I love Dwayne Johnson.
Like Scrooge and Manji and all that, bro. You go back to singing.
Bro. Oh, yeah. Overwatch came out.
I still play Overwatch.
Oh, yeah.
Like
okay.
The first one.
I used to love bragging to my friends. And I was like, my dad works at the company that makes Overwatch.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what does your dad work?
Blizzard.
Oh, yeah, actually?
Blizzard. Interesting.
Yeah, but he's like the tech support thing or...
Hey, yo, tell him to update StarCraft, bro. Like, tell him to update that. And stop banning my account. I'm just saying nice day. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Damn. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day. Banned immediately.
Anyone else remember, like, 2016 Roblox?
Bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was, like, probably the golden era.
I was big with Minecraft, like, mobile Minecraft on my phone.
Oh, yeah. I would.
No, in fifth grade, I had, like, a Kindle. I didn't even have a phone.
Yeah, I would download, because my mom asked about it whenever it started popping off, and I was like, no, I don't like Minecraft, because I was like, oh, it's like with the, like, I didn't like Mario or SpongeBob or anything, so I was like, no, I don't like Minecraft, and then I found, like, a mobile game, like, an off-brand Minecraft, and I downloaded it on my mom's phone, and I loved it, and I was like, I want the real deal, but I didn't want to go up and tell my mom, and be like, hey, I'm on Minecraft now. So I had like 20 different mobile games from Minecraft on her phone, and then she realized and then got me Minecraft, so.
Wait, hold on. Was the game, okay. Everyone has played this because I've seen this once at least. Was it like, how do I say, more polygon looking?
It was, the only thing I remember from it is there was like tigers and you would start on like a boat. Like that clip.
Me and you played the exact same thing. God. The kids who were too broke to buy Minecraft.
Wait, hold on. Let me try to find
always downloaded that.
We could try to find it and then have like
it's
a gaming session.
It's called Survival Craft, I think.
Survivor Craft?
Like survival something.
Terraria. Was that back in 2016?
Yeah. No, that came out. Wait. Was it?
I can't remember.
No, it wasn't. It didn't come out in 2016. I mean, it existed, but.
Did it come out before? I used to try and play it on my computer and then I played it on my Kindle that I had, which I found. The screen was smashed to pieces.
Whoa.
I don't know what happened.
Raged.
Yeah, Survival Craft Day 1. I'm downloading it right now.
Bro, Survival Craft was hitting.
I don't think I ever played that.
Did your parents buy you? Okay, let me ask you this question. Did your parents buy you whatever you said? You want them to buy?
No.
As a child?
No.
No, I would have to fight for it.
Did you buy? Did you ask for Minecraft and did they get it to you? That's what I'm asking.
My dad already had Minecraft. Like he bought it, like when it was like first starting out, and he was like, "Yeah, you could play Minecraft."
Okay, okay. I was trying to buy Minecraft, but this is back when this website looked super shady. So my parents went, "Oh yeah, no, that's a scam," and just didn't buy me it. I was devastated on that night, bro. Hold on.
Yeah. So.
Well, I also had Blockcraft.
Terraria did come out 7 years ago.
Oh my! I remember Blockcraft.
Blockcraft.
Jeez. Yeah, you would just build houses, and it would like highlight stuff for you to build it. It was so cool.
Yes. Oh wait, yo, let me ask you this.
Dude, so, Slither.io.
Slither.io. Oh, that was. Oh, the IO games were popular in 2016, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, the IO games were Whoa, that's bringing back memories.
Didn't, let me see, Clash Royale, that came out in 2016, too.
Did it?
Yeah, it did.
Bro, okay, so early Clash was, like, I remember when that, like, affected, like, YouTube, but like, I would just go on YouTube one day and just see a bunch of Clash Royale, Clash Royale, Clash Royale.
Did y'all ever play Bowmasters?
Oh, yeah, I had that. I
think. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, bro.
Awesome, bro. It's like you had, like, the shark or, like, the, something, I think. Subway Surfers also came out in 2016.
Oh, Subway Surfers. I played that a whole bunch.
I still play it.
Yeah. But yeah,
Geometry Dash also came out in 2016.
I still have Geometry Dash.
Whoa, yeah. Why all the hidden games, like, the best games came out in 2016?
I don't know. I searched it up on the App Store. I was like, 2016 games, and it's like, all those games.
Whoa. Jeez.
Bro is literally playing Survivor Craft right now.
Bro, I'm popping off right now.
You're popping off.
But, but yeah, what were you guys doing like into as like well what you can remember?
I think I was just starting to play hockey. I think because I've been playing it for about 7 years now. I was doing that, you know. I was ready for middle school. That's what I was ready for. Get me out of elementary school, bro.
But how about you, Aiden?
What was I doing in that?
Yeah.
I don't really remember, to be honest. I was just like, I don't know.
Alex, what were you doing, bro?
I don't remember. I remember, like, talking with my friends at, like, lunch. I mean, like, we had, like, a Minecraft server that we played on.
You still do that.
What?
You still play on a Minecraft server during lunch.
I'm not playing on Minecraft server. What?
You play Minecraft in class.
Yeah, you play Minecraft during lunch.
Not anymore. Still,
yeah, you do.
No, I don't play Minecraft during lunch. I just watch cleaning videos, deep cleaning.
Deep cleaning videos?
You know, like restoration.
Bro.
Interesting.
Okay. But hold on.
What were you doing in 2016, Emery?
I think this is back when I was like really, really getting into surfing. And I have like one vivid memory of me actually like really, really wiping out. So much so that I actually just started screaming. The lifeguard had to come get me. Because this is, like, on the beaches. So, like, it was open water, too, at that. Bro.
Jeez.
So, if you guys met your, like, 2016 selves, right? What would you think would be, like, the first thing you would be saying?
It's a good question. I got to think about that one. Come back to me. Aiden?
Hmm?
If you could go back to 2016, what would you tell yourself?
I don't know, have fun, because, I mean, it's, like, that's, like, the least stressful part of your life right there. End of elementary school, you don't gotta worry about middle school, drama, you don't gotta worry about grades, it's just getting through it.
Yeah, you were just you were freshly conscious. How about you, Alex? If you met your 2016 self?
I don't know. Get better. I don't know. Like I was kind of cringe back then. I would just be like, just become, at least like care a little bit about being cooler. Like don't be like that.
That's actually a good question. Like how were you guys like in like 2016? Like major the changes, bro. Ooh.
That's when like, oh man, I think that's the only year that I had a growth spurt. I grew 6 inches. Over the summer, I grew 6 inches, and that was it. Like, and it's like I have grown like 1 inch over the years now, and it's very, it's sad. It's really sad.
Hey, yo, you know, Short King Summer, I always come back.
Shut up.
I'm sorry. But yeah, no, how were you like actually in like middle school, like personality wise? Have you changed a bit? Changed at all?
Yeah, absolutely. In middle school, I was kind of like the person that kept to myself. I didn't really like getting in. Like, I didn't hang out with anyone during school. I kind of sat in the back of the room and was by myself. I didn't go to lunch at all. I stayed in the teacher's classroom the whole time and talked with them instead of hanging out with, like, actual, like, students and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, I was kind of that person. I was super shy. And now, it was like, I'm not shy. I just, I've never liked being in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
It's just a place that I haven't ever enjoyed being in because it's not that I hate large crowds. It's like I just hate being in the cafeteria in general. Like I'll grab my food and then I'll come up to class.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
I used to be very, how do I say? This is back when I used to be like a massive hater, like a big hater for some reason. I don't know what happened. But yeah, I just remember like kid, like someone say, some kid would be doing something. I would just be hating on him for no reason. I think I mellowed out like the end of that year. But I was used to be very this hater for no reason. Aiden, how were you in like?
Hang on, I'm almost died. Oh, I died.
Bo was playing that day. Time.
Oh wait, I did play that game. I just noticed that. Yeah, I have played that game before.
I didn't know I forgot the bulls like attack you. Yeah. I was trying to kill a cow and then just a bull came running up towards me. What was the question?
How were you like personality, like you as a person in 2016?
I was pretty outgoing. I had a lot of friends in elementary school just because, I mean, like I knew everybody. And I was just like, I hung out. There was a couple of kids that I just like didn't really want to hang out with. But like the people that I hung out with, I was outgoing with. And the kids that I went to school with were, like, lived on my street. The only downside is that they were all girls. It's either a downside or an upside, so.
Well, I think in, like, 2016, I think most of us didn't even hit any sort of mental milestone in puberty.
Yeah,
that's basically all I'm saying.
Yeah, no. For me at that time, it was a major downside because I didn't have any guys to hang out with. So we'd all just be playing on the street, and it was just me and a bunch of girls. But
Bo, I think Bo, I used to be my voice used to be pitched, Bo. Like what? It used to be like, if I could find a video, I would not mind showing a video of my voice.
Try to find it.
I've tried deleting all my. I've deleted all of the videos with my voice.
Yeah, no, I didn't take any video. I really didn't take a lot of videos or pictures in middle school because I got my phone in late fifth grade, I think, and I didn't really take a lot of pictures of like friends. I just took pictures of my dogs.
Bro, I think.
Oh, I have a picture of this guy.
Actually, let me see. Let me see if I could find like the old Discord conversations I had back in like 2016.
Wait, you on Discord in 2016?
Wait, was it 2016 or was it 20?
Discord came out in 2016?
No, maybe it didn't. Maybe I'm trying to find the oldest conversation.
No,
I had.
It did. It was out during 2016.
Really?
Alex, how did you?
Oh no, it was Skype. It was Skype. We were using Skype back then.
Both Skype.
Oh, I remember. I used to play Minecraft with my cousin on Skype. That's how we communicated.
I used to play Club. Was Club Penguin a 2016 thing?
Yeah, I don't know. I never really played it.
Did you say Cuphead? What'd you say?
Club Penguin.
Oh, Club Penguin. I thought I heard Cuphead. Club Penguin. I did play that for a while. I remember. I love that.
God, I hate looking at my old conversations. In like 2019, I was still like, I was kind of a. I don't know. I was very little cringe fetal.
Yeah, bro. But yeah, bro. Us in 2016 was.
Bro, how do I put my clothes back on?
What?
What? What?
I died and my clothes fell off. It's not my fault.
Bo was thriving in survival crap right now.
Oh but shoot! Yeah, the oldest.
You may see me these. You may see me playing this in economics next period.
I sit right behind you, so I'll be watching. I wonder what we're doing.
I hope we're not doing anything bad.
Okay, let me before we end this off, we'll have to go through the fog in the future. In the future, it's predicted that... What the... Okay, there we go. I can read it now. 90% of content may... 90% of content is going to be help using AI generation.
Yeah, absolutely. By 2026, yeah. I believe that, like, AI is going to take over, like, you know, teaching and all of that.
Yes, yeah.
Not by 2026. No. What am I saying? Probably in the later years, but it's going to start, like, AI is going to be coming, like, more of a learning tool than, like, a cheating tool for schools now. I think they're going to learn how to get by with that.
The music and the video industry is going to go crazy with it.
Yeah, in schools, there'll probably be something like, you could talk to the Abraham Lincoln, and he'll be like, yeah, I was pretty cool back then or something. I don't know. They'll have, like, AI voice generation, making up some voice for Lincoln.
Yeah. How old will we be in, like, 2026? Like, I'll be...
Oh, wait, that's in 3 years. Yeah, never mind. I have no clue.
I'll be, wait. Oh, I'll I just 20. Realized that.
If we're, like, at this date right now in 2026, I'll be, what is it, 19 or 20, one of those two.
Hold on, wait.
I'm 17 right now.
I'll be 20.
I'm not going to do math. I'll probably be 20. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I'll be 21 by the time. And you're younger.
Okay, so
you're
a loser. When is your birthday?
February 13th.
So you will not be 20 in 2020. You will be 2006?
2026.
I know, but were you born in 2006? Yes. Yeah, you would be 20 then.
Okay, I'm... Bro, let's go.
But you're a 2006 kid?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Like, almost everyone in the school except for you.
There's other kids in the school who... Hey, DeMond is 2004, bro.
Yeah, well, what? He also already graduated, so...
Is he still here?
Hmm? No, he graduated. Okay.
I would be concerned if he was still here.
I would be, too.
Wait, all right. So, so to close this out, one question. Do you think... So we talked about, like, what would you say, like, to your... past self in 2016 and like what your personality was. Have you grown as a person since 2016? Like, have you grown more?
You got, yeah. Well, yes.
Not height wise, like me.
Not height wise, like, not height wise.
But
yeah.
Like personality wise, like, have you grown as a person?
I definitely feel like I have.
I feel I have, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially, you know what happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've definitely have grown as a person. I've seen. Man, our friends have had. Do you guys have any friends that you've seen like grow as a person since 2016?
I've seen
probably everyone.
Yeah,
everyone had probably grown by then, except for like
a few people. But like, we're not going to name them. But yeah, I guess we're going to close this episode out here.
Yeah, this is the episode of Food Through the Fog.
This is the pilot episode, so we're still getting used to some things.
In the year 2028, aliens will take over the world.
All right.
How do I dry my clothes? It's saying I'm cold.